for that one? You ever hear
diphtheria? Very seldom.
Okay. What about that disease that would make you turn yellow?
Yellow fever.
Yellow fever or jaundice?
Yeah. Very seldom hear that around here too.
When you got a pain down in your side, folks would say you had
appendicitis.
And do you know what they call that before folks used to die from it? You remember? Okay, now you ate and drank something or drank something that didn't agree with you, you say, I had to go and
throw up.
Throw
or vomit.
Up. Vomit, okay. Otherwise, what's the cruder word, you know?
Just plain sick, I guess.
Yeah. Well, okay, other way of saying that, you know, when somebody, ooh, they drank too much and you went out.
Had to go puke.
Had to go puke. Now, you might say to somebody at a party, it was getting pretty warm, and you say, I'm feeling a little sick. Where? Sick?
In the stomach.
Sick in the stomach. Now say you wanted somebody to come over to your house and you'd say, now, if you don't come over to see me, I want you to come over. If you don't come over, I
come by and see you.
Okay, or we'll be happy to have you over to the house anytime you can come. We'll
be delighted.
We'll be delighted to see you. Okay. Or would you ever say we'll be proud to see you? Do you ever hear folks say that?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I mean that, you know, they want everybody in the family to meet you when you come over.
Okay, they say we'll be
proud to have you over.
Proud to have you over. It means the same thing as glad, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, a boy kept going over to the same girl's house, you'd say he's
sparkling.
Sparkling, okay. Well, would that mean that he was really
getting down to gritty?
Getting down to gritty, you mean he was really heavy on it?
Heavy on it.
Okay. What does sparking mean? Or does that mean that he was really in love with her, or does that mean he was just kind of playing the fool?
He was getting kind of mushy.
Mushy?
Right.
Okay. In other words, he really
cared a lot about her.
Okay. But how did you and your husband meet?
Met at youth camp, and then one summer he came over and stayed with his uncle. And then I was dating another boy.
Uh-huh.
And he went back and he wrote me a letter. And I wrote him one back. And he wrote me another, and I never did write him back for a long time. Then he came over for the weekend, and we bunches got together and went out. And then he was living in Belzona, and we just wrote back and forth for 2 years. Then last year, he moved over here with his uncle. And I still was kind of undecided, you know, about where I gonna marry him or was I gonna marry the other guy. So we went to youth camp in summer. Then we really got to know each other. We dated another year. And met his mother and things and checked them out and see, you know, how was they? Was they real friendly or was she kind of grouchy and stuff, you know? Did she approve of me and did I mostly approve of them?
Because
Ben, you know, everybody said you couldn't give a flapjack if she cared about you, you know?
Yeah.
Could you get along with her?
Yeah.
So they were real nice and we was open with each other and we talked about it. We made it pretty good.